now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. The Missouri Sports Hall of Fame added to its distinguished list of inductees this past week. And locally being inducted, Bobby Bevel from West Plains High School, also Three Rivers Community College, and Xavier University, also participating in minor league baseball. Congratulations to Bobby Bevel. The Cardinals continued their road trip yesterday in Washington, taking on the Nationals. With more on yesterday's game, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Cardinals fell behind 5-0, and it looked pretty dim after the first couple of innings, yet the Cardinals spent the rest of the game coming back and beat Washington 8-6.
Jack Flaherty had a bad start. He gave up 5 runs in the first 2 innings. Bad start, but a great finish because he was out there pitching still into the 7th inning. He gave way to the Cardinals' bullpen, and they were perfect in the bullpen, and Jordan Hicks picks up his 3rd save in 3 days. Cardinals had plenty of offense, and they kept scoring in the middle innings.
The bullpen lined up with Cabrera, then Gallegos, and then Hicks. Hicks, pitching the 3rd straight day, finished off the Nats, even though he gave up an infield hit.
Well, he looked great again. Hicks was throwing 103 miles an hour. He's such a weapon to have at the end of a game.
The Cardinals go for 4 in a row in the win column behind Jordan Montgomery tonight. Mackenzie Gore, a lefty, will pitch for the Nationals.
It's the Cardinals and the Nationals again tonight. Pregame 5:10, first pitch 5:55, all on KWPM News Talk Radio and KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. Golf leagues at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course are underway. Church League, of course, is Monday nights, 6 p.m. Cat and Dog, Tuesday nights, 6 p.m., and Men's League is played on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to play in the leagues. Non-members pay an extra $5 on top of the league fees. The Grizzlies summer camp season is now upon us. Make sure you submit your registration by June 23rd to receive a discount. July 10th and 11th, Little Grizzly Volleyball, that's grades 2nd through 7th, July 17th, all skills, grades 8th through 12th, July 18th, ball handling, defense, passing, grades 8th through 12th, July 18th, setting, hitting, transitioning, and side out, grades 8th through 12th, July 19th, College Grizzly ID Elite Camp, grades 9 through 12th. To register, contact the MSU West Plains Grizzly Athletic Department. Drury Basketball will host SummerSlam, a meet-and-greet event with the Panthers and Lady Panthers on Wednesday at 6:30 at the Plaster Gallery in the O'Reilly Family Event Center. Fans can get introduced to the 23-24 roster from both teams, as well as coaches from both teams. Drinks and dessert will also be served. Admission is free. Men's basketball head coach Chris Foster will introduce his returners and 5 newcomers. The Panthers will also feature a new assistant coach, Mark Soren. Fans will also have the opportunity to interact with the new coaching staff for the Lady Panthers. Casey Bailey was named the head coach of the program on April 5th and will introduce new assistant coaches Jenna Crudson, Destiny Smith, and graduate assistant Lydia Hoffman. Drury's 23-24 roster will include 7 newcomers and 6 returners. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the event will start at 6:30. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.